Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by Drupalize Me. Become a Drupal super genius from the convenience of your own living room. Lullabot's extensive Drupal training library contains almost 200 hours of streaming video, including in-depth classes on subjects such as CCK, Views, Drupal theming, jQuery and JavaScript, Drupal performance and scalability, and new Drupal 7 specific videos being released every month. Get immediate access to the entire library when you become a member. For more information, visit drupalize.me today. Go, Drupalize yourself.
I'm Beck White. I'm a Palantiri. I've worked at Palantir since last June. And so one of the things that I've been doing this winter is working on the Workbench suite, which is a suite of tools for content administrators. It's oriented towards folks who are creating, editing, and publishing content rather than folks who are administering or reconfiguring the site. The main part I've been working on is moderation, but we also have access control by section so that you can have editors of specific sections of the site. The moderation stuff lets you do moderation states and permissions around moving things from state to state and publishing content. And then it also allows you to have forward drafts so you can have a published piece of content and keep creating and editing drafts of it. We also have the beginnings of some file management stuff, and we have a Workbench Media adds some media creation features. And it's all unified with the core Workbench module, which is essentially a dashboard for your content. And it shows content that you've created, content that you've edited, all the content on the site, a list of files. It has a one place to go to create content. So you can create nodes and upload media from the same starting point. And it also gives you some moderation related tabs.
So Drupal 7 core out of the box gives you the option to either publish or unpublish nodes, and you know, you can go kind of look at all the recently published nodes, but this sounds like this is geared towards having like a whole editorial workflow in a way.
Exactly. We've talked to a lot of clients who want more control over their workflow than just published and unpublished, and ways to kind of annotate the state of content and hand it off to different people in their organization.
Cool. So like, what are some of the other roles that would be sort of involved in a moderation team, and like what type of parts of the Drupal website would they be interacting with?
Well, mainly we talk about authors, editors, moderators, and publishers, authoring and editing content, and then moderating content, which often includes editing, and then publishing as kind of three separate tiers of permissions. Some organizations might have like an intern who works on their website creating content, like putting up a press release. So they might go and create their new press release on the site. And you maybe don't want to let the intern just publish things on the site, depending on the size of your organization and depending on kind of how much control, like how tightly you control your website. But your intern might create the content, mark it as ready for review, and then the person who's kind of managing that intern would go and see in their needs review tab, they would look at it and they would say, oh, you know, my intern has created this. It still needs content. It still needs editing. It's missing X, Y, Z. I'm going to put it back into the draft stage so that my intern can keep working on it. And then once it's ready to go, the moderator can go and publish it. And you wouldn't continue to edit a press release once it was out there. But if you had something that was an evolving document, or you wanted to publish a new version of it like 2 weeks later if details were changing, you could have that published version and continue to edit it, like add in information that wasn't released until 2 weeks in the future. And we want to add scheduling to it, because that would make a lot of sense to be able to schedule particular drafts to be published, so you have one node and you have multiple versions and this version will just appear in 2 weeks.
Well, and is this sort of related to content deployment too, so that they would be able to sort of see how this would look like on a staging site and then be able to deploy it, or is that sort of a completely different issue?
That's pretty much a different issue. This is kind of oriented towards directly managing content on your public site.
Okay. And tell me a bit about more like the modules and the module suites, and sort of like if it's all just one Workbench module or if there's like one core module with lots of submodules.
Workbench is one core module with a bunch of submodules, since we realized that we'll have to do bug fixes on modules and we'll want to be able to move them forward independently. Like, we are much more confident in what Workbench Access and Workbench Moderation are right now, because they're fairly complete products. And in fact, those two, Workbench Access and Workbench Moderation, can stand alone. They don't depend on any other modules in the Workbench suite. But Workbench Media and Workbench Files are really just the beginnings of what needs to happen for file and media management. And Workbench Media, it may be more integrated with Workbench Files, or its features may shift into media itself. But the core media module ties it together by providing a UI and some basic views. So the core Workbench module is pretty thin, but it unifies the four other modules.
And what was it that the client was sort of specking out in their needs that they were seeing in their organization that they saw that they needed this elaborate workflow?
We've implemented this on two client sites, one a large university and the Field Museum. And they're both organizations that have a lot of content editors and contributors and people responsible for content in different parts of the site. And so they needed to have edit access to specific parts of the site and not really have to worry about mucking around in things that they weren't responsible for. And so Workbench Access really addresses that by giving controls by section. And you can control section by like taxonomy or by menu. It's a pluggable access system, because KenRecord is awesome.
I see. So there's like using the new Node Access sort of API in Drupal 7, it's sort of leveraging that, in other words.
Yeah.
Okay. And what were you involved with specifically and sort of help building this out?
One of the cool things about this project is that we've been implementing it on two different client projects, and so a lot of us have had our hands in the suite. Like, it's not something where all the knowledge is in one person and only one person's eyes have been on the code. So I took over moderation, the Workbench moderation module, from Arthur when it transitioned from one client to the other, and I've been involved in kind of the ideas for Workbench Files, and I built Workbench Media, and I did a lot of the table building, which may or may not be a credit. So some of the interfaces you'll see, especially in Workbench Moderation, are my work.
And how does this sort of relate to like the media module? Or I know there's like other solutions for like, you know, dealing with media, but you know, how does the media module relate to the Workbench module?
Well, the media module, a lot of the things that it directly adds to Drupal, it adds some CCK fields and it adds some WYSIWYG insertion stuff, aside from the structures it adds on the back end, in terms of like content creators interface. We're really focused on the content creators, and the content creation features for media are limited to directly like when you're editing the node. And we wanted to be able to manage media outside of that with a little more fluency. And the media module is starting to do that, but we needed a working way to add media without using the overlay, where you add media and it takes you to edit the fields on that media so that you can upload a photo and immediately add a caption and then save it and come back to your list of media. That was important to our content creators who were creating photo galleries and uploading photos for later use. So,
is there anything that you'd like to see this more module moving forward? Like, what do you see as like on the horizon and in the future for it?
Well, it's funny because we spent the last like week and a half before we released the modules working on documentation. And one of the components of our documentation was our roadmap. And like I said earlier, Workbench Access and Workbench Moderation are fairly complete as they are. Although I do want to add more state properties to Workbench Moderation so that different states can have maybe some permission states, or like you can configure the draft and the published state a little bit more, because right now draft and published are hard-coded and you can just configure the middle ones. we would like to do a bunch more file management things. And I think we're actually going to schedule a BOF to talk about file management and the needs there, because we have clients saying, like, wanting to update versions of documents and kind of find duplicate documents within the system so that two departments aren't uploading the same document twice, so that, you know, they have file names with a number on the end, or just two versions, and when you go to update it, you only update one. So, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, thanks.
Thank you.